Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Pornhub's the ESPN of porn.
No,
don't at
I went
me.
There. I went there last night.
What do
dude?
You watch? TNT?
Shut up and let me finish, bro.
I hate a motherfucker that tries to be unique with their porn. They're like, oh, I only go to Angel Vids XX420. What? Episode 41. We are here, and today is National Nut Day. I'm just going to come out the gates hot.
National Nut Day. Nobody really knows what that means.
It's up for interpretation. God's like, let's see how dirty your mind is. Like, y'all taking it like Nut Day or y'all like Pistachio Day?
I didn't even think about that. That's how gross my mind is. Is you went like, oh, it might be a cashew day? Not even close. I didn't even think about that for 1 second.
Well, I mean,
my
you're
brain
right.
is immediately going semen on the ground.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the first thought when you wake up in the morning. It's just like, floor? Hello?
Oh, dude. Like, I dressed her up last night.
Bro, you are, what? What is dressing up the floor for you? Also, I just realized.
I put some biker shorts on the ground.
Bro, how is your nickname not Morning Wood?
Yo!
Morning Wood. Wood on the ground, nut on it, Morning Wood.
Wow. Wow.
Morning Wood.
Morning Wood.
Bro, you should have a morning AM radio just called Morning Wood.
Hey, welcome to Morning Wood.
And all it is just freak me, baby. Freak me, baby. Yeah, just for hours on hours in the morning. It's just for dudes out there, all four of them in the world, who just come on floors.
Okay. We talk about this a lot on this podcast. There are more than four. By the way, I get DMs of people being like, yo, man, I feel you, dude. I do it too. Okay, yeah. So it's not like, listen, there's more than four, less than 10, okay?
You could fit in like an Uber XL with everybody who comes on the floor.
100%.
Okay.
Well, the distinction is come on the floor and then leave it there. That's the distinction.
Right.
Because there's hella dudes coming on the ground. Gabe, you come on the ground?
Yeah, dude, every day.
You guys hear that? Gabe has a mic now.
Gabe
has a mic now. Yeah.
This is, and we indoctrinated him on National Nut Day.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's much like, you know, the rest of the audience. I was, you know, horrified and disgusted when you admitted to this on the podcast.
Yeah. Still am.
But then, you know, I tried it out and I think you have a point.
You finished on
Did
the floor?
Did you try it out?
No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck! Have you ever, you've never tried it out?
Not on purpose. I've never looked at the floor and been like, you about to get this fucking wood grain bukkake.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I woke up this morning, put on jeans, and I looked down, nut all over my jeans.
Really?
Didn't even realize that I came onto my jeans. It was in a fit of jerking off passion, and I just let it go, and I went to sleep. Woke up, nut on my Levi's.
you nut like a bad guy in a movie trying to shoot somebody. It's just everywhere but the target. It's just like.
Yeah. I jerk off like a Tommy gun.
Oh, yeah.
Like Al Pacino and Dick Tracy. Just
every wall in your house has their hands up like, no, not me. Not me. But, okay, I could see why National Nut Day would be so close to the end of October. You would think it would be on Halloween, the last day of October, because thus, No Nut November the next day.
Right.
You got to get your final nut
But
out.
How old is No Nut November, though? I mean, I guess how old is National Nut Day? You know what? The last couple episodes, I've been Googling things, and you know, we're getting things right now.
Except for the whole vagina thing.
What do you mean, dude? National Nut.
You'd think National Nut Day should be definitely at 11:58 on Halloween. That way, you got 2 minutes to shoot one out, and then all of a sudden, oh, this motherfucker getting calls.
My bad. I'm getting calls. Okay. You know what is hilarious? I'll tell you what. National Nut Day.
Yes.
Is actual nuts.
Yes. You think the motherfuckers that are making the Hallmark calendars are like, this is the day we all jerk off?
I thought we were discussing. I thought it was.
No, like deep down, we're like, yeah, but like deep down, we're like, it can't be.
Oh, the entire time I thought it was just cum day. I thought it was like some jokey joke holiday that people made up. I didn't know it was literally pistachio day. You knew the whole time?
I mean, I had an assumption. Oh, I was hoping that America wasn't in that bad of a point where we're like, yeah, I got to take today off. It's National Nut Day. I mean, goddamn. Dude, shout out to, I think that was the one part I liked about being Jewish as a kid. Motherfuckers had holidays for days.
So many.
And the
holidays.
Names are so like wild that if you say to a teacher, they're like, they don't want to be like racist. Like, yeah, just take tomorrow off. Yeah, you're good.
Oh, you can say, you can blame everything on religion.
Oh, bro, you could be like, yeah, I got to take Monday off. It's, yeah, but who? Like, what is it? And you're like, yeah, it's a big Jewish holiday.
But you could say it's a religious holiday,
yeah.
And they can't say anything.
You can say National Nut Day is a holiday.
You could.
It is a holiday.
It's part of my religion.
It's on the calendar.
It is. National Nut Day.
Hi, I got to go. National Nut Day.
And they go, what? And you go, it's part of my religion.
Yeah.
And they cannot say shit.
Yeah, dude.
You're in a library that asks you to leave. No, it's part of my religion. Have to stay.
Yeah, you prejudiced, bro? I can't nut on National Nut Day?
Oof.
Like, yeah, not in a library.
Where's your favorite place to nut? All right.
Maybe a shower?
Just nut in the shower? You could have said woman, you fucking loser.
Don't look at me like I'm insane. This motherfucker has a sex doll made out of mahogany in his room, and he thinks I'm the weird one here.
First of all, it's made out of maple.
Bro, you go on log rides and just nut.
Oh, you're goddamn right. Dude, when I see the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, I nut, bro. Jesus.
Oh, bro.
You see that fucking cross? Ooh.
You, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
You look at the cross, it's great craftsmanship and made of great wood.
Here's the thing.
Give it to me.
Finishing in a woman.
In
number
a woman.
One feeling. Great feeling.
It can't be better.
But
give it to me.
The paranoia that kicks in after.
Oh man.
Takes away a lot of the bonus points.
Yeah, but you feel great for 2 minutes.
Great 2 minutes
you're in there and then you go, oh dude, because it doesn't matter if you're wearing a condom. You could be wearing a condom. She could be on birth control. And still you're like, oh, I have a child.
But I want that kid. That kid's a fighter.
Why do you want... Oh, if it makes it through...
Bro, if it makes it through condom and birth control,
right,
and her fucking, you know, just dousing it out after with hot sink water.
That's how we got Shaquille O'Neal.
That's how you get like very rare breeds, you know.
You know what's disgusting? I heard
Chris
too?
Pratt was probably one of those.
One, God, what a goddamn beefcake.
Dude.
If I was dating Chris Pratt, that's not gay.
No.
It's not gay. That level of hotness, it's not gay.
It's, you. I mean, yeah, because people just oversee the fact of like whatever happens. You just be like, yo, you boys with Chris Pratt? You're like, yes, yeah, the homie.
That's the homie. Also, I come on his feet.
That's the homie. Fuck with me. Also, our tongues are known to thumb battle every once in a while, you know?
God. Joystick that goddamn dick.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
The paranoia is strong. And that if that kid came out, that kid's Rambo. That kid is Rocky. That kid is Allen Iverson, bro.
Allen Iverson
had to be a fighter.
Of course.
Bro,
he's a 6 foot. Maybe 5'11", one of the best point guards of all time.
Favorite basketball player ever.
Dude, how do you not want cornrows when you watch him play basketball?
Bro, me being unathletic, shocking, right? Little white kid, I had an AI jersey. I had the hat, the shoes.
The shoes too?
Oh, the shoes, I had the shoes too. Bro, I was like, I thought he was
what
the
What colors you have?
The black and red ones.
Yeah. Black and red?
Yeah,
I had the white and red.
Yeah, yeah,
you're the white and red too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, me too.
Bro, yeah, those things saw zero court time, but goddamn, would they fly? You know, they were. I was never playing with basketball with those on. But dude, I remember as a kid, one day I read an article that Allen Iverson like kicked his like girl or wife out of the house naked, and I was like, dude, this guy is God. This guy is in. You can do that. I mean, Allen Iverson has had his. He's had his highs and lows, but
right.
I was just thinking like, wow.
Yeah, like she's, well, I mean, that's probably a post-nut kickout.
Yeah.
A pre-nut kickout. Yeah. That's, you're a president.
Yeah.
You pre-nut kick a girl out? Holy shit.
Yeah, you
she
must
have done some vile, vile shit.
Yeah, you'd probably be like super religious and be like, it's National Nut Day, get out of here. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. Allen Iverson was my idol. And then they see pictures of him now and he still looks like Allen Iverson though.
Yeah, but he's a shell of his former self. If he didn't have that 40 mil coming from Reebok in the next like
Reebok,
2 years,
baby.
Ooh. dude, how much of a genius was he? Like, that's how he knew he was such a fuck up, that he's like, all right, take this $40 million that you're supposed to give me and put it in an account that I'm not allowed to touch till like 2020 or something.
Did
shit
he
like
do that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's smart. So he's just going to be all of a sudden balling again?
Yeah, but the thing is, dude, I think he's probably already borrowed on that. Does that make sense? So it's probably gone.
Got IOUs out the ass.
Oh, my God. Of course, because you're like, 2020, I'm at $40 million. Let me get that.
That just
rope
sounds
chain.
So shady. That sounds like every community college kid ever. Like, yo, I got like $20 million coming in the next few years. So, like, if you want to spot me on this McChicken, like, I got you.
Dude, do you know how many people in high school I owe change to? I used to sit by.
Were you
the
that kid?
Oh my God, bro, I was that kid.
Dude, there was always that kid. There's one kid that I used to hang out with. Like, bro, yo, like, my mom's gonna pay me when I get back. He would like pay us for gas money in like quarters. I'm like, bro, at this point, bro, you need this.
Dude, when my sister and I were kids, we used to order pizza. We were like young as fuck. I was like 8, she was like 10. Should not have been alone at the house, but my mom is a single mom, so she goes, fucking take care of yourselves, I gotta go make money. So we were fucking starving in the house, bro. We would order pizza, the dude would show up, and we would pay in change. $9.
Sounds like a really shitty porn.
$9 in change. And like, you know, remember those like neon blue or red art boxes that you would have like when you were a kid?
Yeah.
We would fill that bitch with change.
I do remember that.
Hand it to him. Can you imagine being the dude that was accepting that money? You have to hand a pizza over to children, like straight children.
You know, the even worse is when you get stuck behind somebody in a grocery store and the mom's teaching the kid how to pay with money for the first time.
God,
and they're like, okay, so this bag of Skittles, sponsor us, please.
Please.
This bag of Skittles is $1.37. Do you know what makes 37 cents, Jacob? No. Nope. That's it. No, that's too many pennies, Jacob. Take one away. That's
Jacob,
Jacob.
That's
I'm
the mic tonight,
like,
Jacob.
I'll pay for the fucking Skittles, Jacob. Get the fuck out of the line.
Dude, that happened to me when I was on the way over to the studio today.
Really?
I was in 7-Eleven buying a Skittles, sponsor us, you fucks, and buying Skittles for the family. And there was a dude in front of me, long ass line, but there's a dude in front of me that didn't know how to do the chip system. How? Put it in the thing.
Yeah.
And wait for it to say remove.
Dude, that's...
It's super easy. The woman was so fucking pissed. She goes, sir, give me the card. Give me the card. Yelling at him.
So
she did it, asked him for the pin. She's like, what's your pin? And he was like, and the line, people were going... So he said his pin. He said his pin in front of 30 people. He was bullied by the 7-Eleven worker to say his pin.
Oh my God.
He was like, it's 5, 4, 7.
I will say though, the sigh. I've never had somebody sigh behind me in line, but I've definitely let out a sigh before.
Dude.
Did I ever talk about the time the coffee worker walked out on me?
Yeah, you did.
Did we talk about it on here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Just some people that just get so angry. It's just so, it's crazy how much a... We'll do.
Oh, I'll fight a motherfucker if they let out a sigh towards me. We're
hot,
fighting.
Warm breath.
We're fighting. Yeah, but can you imagine fucking a girl and then she's like,
wow, you're eating her out. She does one of those. You're like, wait, this is community service, huh? A hot.
Bro, what's your eat out? What's your eat out game?
My eat out.
You
time?
Think it's top notch?
It's all right.
Oh, it's just
jawline right? Gets tired a little bit.
Yeah. But you don't always have to work your jaw, though. There's little tricks.
What? You start pushing the bed around and then just like everything around you moves?
No, you just grab her legs and just fucking move her back and forth.
Just like a fucking desk chair or something?
You got to get around the clit, dude.
Right. That's the only part that matters.
Well, I mean, sometimes... the thing is, this is where I'm at in my life of eating a girl, right? I'll get my lips around the clit, right?
Jesus.
Okay. I'll do a little suction action, little bit, then roll the tongue on the clit, right? Fucking top notch, right? Then, on top of it, I'll get my fingers in there and then massage the G-spot a little bit. Come in my face, bitch.
You're doing all of that.
Come in my face.
You're doing all that.
You know how many times I've been coming into the face? Multiple. Lots.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
Yeah, but I feel like when you say that, it's like, what gender are we talking about here?
Which what?
What?
What'd you say?
What gender are we talking about here?
Straight up females.
Straight up females?
How much money would it take you to get just someone come right in your face? You didn't have to make them come, but you were just in your bed and they just walked over and shot a load in your face. How much money?
Who's the person?
Your roommate. How much money?
Month worth of rent?
You would get cum in the face for 1 month of rent?
Yeah.
You're a slut, bro. All
right.
It's almost like you want it, sort of, kind of.
Okay, I'll do it for a day's worth of rent.
One day?
Pack
you do
of
it
Skittles.
For $17?
Pack of Skittles, boy.
Dude, just run through it in your brain real quick, though.
What?
Just a rope of warm semen on your face. Dude, that's I'm a disgusting dude.
2 months rent.
Okay, word.
I'm not doing it. That's simple enough.
Are you really not doing it?
Not doing it.
$50,000.
I'm doing it. Bro, that is one used M3.
Yeah. That's a nice used M3.
I'm talking,
too.
I don't even do anything. I just post up and I catch like a fucking bird hitting the window while you're driving. It's like you weren't expecting. It's just, there it is.
100%. You can wear like a Snuggie or a bib, whatever you want.
Snuggie.
Yeah.
All right. $50,000. Yeah,
I'm just saying the Snuggie because it can cover everything. Like a smock, maybe a poncho.
What are you doing it for?
Ooh, fuck. Because I always try to be really honest on this podcast. I think, well, it depends on a lot of things. Are people knowing? Because that's
well, you
that's
suddenly a, have a certain amount of money. You got to come with a story.
Well, I mean, dude, if I'm doing it for $20,000, I mean, no one's going to notice I have $20,000.
Eh, I mean, all of a sudden you got new hardwood laminate floors and be like, oh, you just remodeling this.
Yo, how is your bed made of marble?
your walls are just made of floors? It just, what's the ceiling? What's the ground? What's the side?
What car is that? Oh, that's, how a, do you feel? That's a Honda wood floor.
You know how some people get the wood grain dash? I got the wood grain car. Bro, the PT Cruisers with the wood on the side?
Yeah.
You ever see one of those? And be like, yo, pull over right now.
Bro, I'll come right on that shit, dude.
So when you go to Home Depot and you see the floor section.
Right.
What's the reaction in there?
I try to get a job there.
Yeah?
Maybe
that's $2,000 on the Patreon. Once we get 2,000 Patreons, maybe we just put Michael with a GoPro on his forehead and send him in the hardwood floor section. Some guy's like, do you need help? Wait, sir, how is there a GoPro attached to your penis?
Bro, someone hit me up and told me they're going to come to my San Diego shows with a piece of flooring. They asked me what specific color I wanted. I told them light wood. Dark wood I'm not really into. That sounds racist, but it's not.
Sounds very.
It's not. It's You can't
You like light wood because when you bust on it, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Mahogany, you're seeing it.
Maybe I need to try mahogany because then you can see it. You'd be like, yes. That's my fucking work I just done there.
No, you see it and you go, that's my fucking mess I need to clean up.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, so I do and I just don't see it.
Yeah.
But if it's like dark wood, then I have to get a bounty.
Yeah. Maybe hear me out.
Oh man.
Saran wrap the entire office floor.
And then after a month.
Whoa. I was gonna say minute, but yeah, that's another word that starts with an M. Then you peel it up, and then there's just another layer.
Yo, okay. You've had a lot of shitty ideas on this podcast. But that's phenomenal.
That's good?
That's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, you nut on it and then you just...
Right, but the bad part is... The bad part then is just like... It's like... You ever seen a pool cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it just looks like that.
Yeah.
It looks like a pool cover with like a little bit of semen on the pool cover. I don't want it. That seems like a lot of... That seems disgusting.
Oh, that seems disgusting. How do we start talking about kids paying... Oh, the quarters.
Right.
With the pizza.
Right.
You know what hack I learned growing up with pizza? My friend showed me this and it worked every time. I don't know why. We would just tell the guy Domino's, we'd be like, oh, we also have a coupon for 10 free chicken wings. And then they'd be like, okay. And then they would just bring 10 free chicken wings and never ask for the coupon.
What?
Yeah. You could probably tell that right now. They might ask for a code or something, but like that was literally, we'd just be like, yeah, we got 10 free wings. And then they just show up.
How did you learn that?
You just did it one time? Shitty friends who sell weed. And then they're like, yo, this is how you get free chicken wings.
Fuck.
You ever had Domino's chicken wings?
Yes.
Ass.
Oh, they're horrendous.
Bro, they are soggy as shit, dude.
There's no bone even in it. Like
it just has the texture of like, I don't even.
Styrofoam.
Yeah, it's like soft. You want crispy chicken wings and they're just.
It tastes like a sponge that's doused in shitty average barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
What's your favorite wing?
Favorite wing? Ooh.
Yeah. I'm a big wing guy. Are you a wing guy?
I am. Big wing guy. Are you talking place or style? I like flats out the gate. You flats or drumstick?
Fuck, dude.
You look like a drumstick kind of guy.
I like them almost equally, but I'm a drumstick guy.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you fuck with drumsticks?
I just like flats. It's easier because drumsticks sometimes...
I think it's not easier.
Really? Well, yeah. It's a better piece of chicken in my opinion.
It is a soft piece of chicken.
Drumsticks, sometimes you get that gristle part or that part that doesn't come off all the way, and you're like, is that muscle or is that chicken? Do I eat it? Do I lick it?
Yeah,
like,
you,
what
eat,
do I-
you eat it. You just fucking eat it. You muscle through and you eat it. The flats, I feel like I'm the dude in Jurassic Park, like brushing away to find dinosaur bones. It feels, it's like.
You ever seen those videos where like people put a full flat in their mouth and they pull it out with like two, just the two bones?
Yeah, they're porn stars.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool. You suck dick or what?
You have to. And if
you
put
your dick and it comes out, it's just literally, it's just nothing. Hell
yeah. Hold on, are you a magician? Where's my dick?
Okay, I'm gonna need that back. It's gone. All right. I'm a flat guy, and I like traditional barbecue sauce or lemon pepper.
Okay, lemon pepper, 100%. Traditional barbecue?
No. Buffalo.
Okay,
like hot.
Disgusting.
Really? Whoa.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Traditional
let's,
buffalo.
Okay, let's
all
hear
the
Michael's
flavors.
Shitty opinions. Let's see.
Okay. First of all, regular buffalo. Are you an orphan?
What do you mean regular buffalo?
Said regular buffalo.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's just so regular. It's fucking, there's so many choices. There's so many choices for you to choose from, and you're going to go regular buffalo.
Are you the guy that's get like, can I get a Japanese Lipton iced tea infusion Thai pineapple glaze?
And don't forget about the Snickers flavor.
what kind of wings? What do you get?
Teriyaki, bro.
You're a teriyaki
I'm
guy.
I'm a fucking
A teriyaki
huge,
drumstick?
I'm a teriyaki drumstick type of dude. Yes.
You think you know somebody. 41-ish episodes in with somebody. You think you know somebody. Teriyaki?
You wouldn't go teriyaki?
I would not first, though.
What would you think I would go first? Floor?
I don't know what it is, but you're definitely a blue cheese guy, yeah?
I'm a ranch guy.
Okay, I get on board with that.
Yeah.
Ranch and teriyaki?
Ranch and teriyaki.
Bro, you are asking for a fist fight.
Yeah.
You walk in a restaurant, like, can I get some ranch on the teriyaki? They're like, just fuck the chef. To fuck the recipe. The teriyaki. Bro, you ever ask for like a condiments at a super nice restaurant?
Yep.
My buddy asked for ketchup at a very nice Michelin restaurant on a steak. You got any ketchup?
Me too.
And the lady like looked at him, was so baffled and just didn't say anything, walked off, put a piece of Heinz on the table and walked away. No eye contact.
So angry. But here's the thing. Hey, bitch. You didn't make the steak.
Right.
Why are you so upset?
I hate
when people get an attitude off shit that they didn't. All you're doing is giving it to me. Like those people that are in like really nice clothing stores and they like give you attitude. And I'm like, you didn't make this shit. You didn't. You're not Louis Vuitton. Okay.
Right.
Your name's Sebastian.
You are.
And you failed out of art school and you think you have some type of stake in this business. You don't. It's going to be fine without you. You fucking idiot. They just fucking act all high and mighty like they made the clothes. You didn't make the clothes, sir.
Okay, so your teriyaki drumstick.
Teriyaki drumstick.
Out the gate.
I don't even ask. Lemon pepper I'm into, though.
Lemon pepper
I'm super
on.
Into.
Yeah, very slept on.
It's, what are those garlic-flavored ones?
Probably garlic.
All right.
Wait. No, there are some more. It's like garlic something.
A garlic parmesan.
Garlic parm.
Garlic
depends
parm.
What they do. If it's a, like a wet sauce, but too much parmesan, it's like a weird. You feel like you're chewing on like a pixie stick a little bit.
Yeah. The consistency needs to be less crunchy.
Yeah, lemon pepper is interesting because it's like if it's too seasony.
Yeah.
I like a wet lemon pepper.
Wet lemon pepper into too much. People have a way of over seasoning lemon pepper and over seasoning garlic parmesan. I tell you what,
yeah.
And I anything over seasoned. See, some people thoroughly enjoy overseasoned. I'm a more simplistic guy when it comes to tastes.
So do you get the wings with the sauce on it or you dip dry in the sauce?
I think if you dip dry, you have children in your basement.
Yeah,
I think you're a crazy person.
I thought you were going to go the opposite for a second.
No.
I was about to quit podcast 41 in.
You should. If I
the dry guy, oh, can I get it on the side? Why are you adding more work to yourself?
Hey, buddy.
Same fucking IKEA, bro.
Trust them.
Right.
They work here. You don't trust them. Or just be a human being, articulate a little bit, and say, you know what? You know the amount that you generally put on there? Can you go half.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Well, people think
place.
They're like, I know the secret here. You got to ask for this and that and mix it together. That's Thousand Islands, buddy. Why you got to get the ketchup and the mayo and you ask for onions on the side and you mix it, bro. Why are you making your own thing? You got people, you know, people like that. They're always like, nah, this is the trick here.
Yeah, I hate the trick because here's the thing. Because people get so excited about the trick, I immediately think you're a loser. Mm-hmm. Why do you know a trick at a restaurant? Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
My whole thing is, who wins at the end of this and who makes money at the end of this?
Right.
You know what I mean? You're so like happy about, you're a loser.
Well, I know people that'll be like, so what you do is you go to Starbucks and you ask for a drink with no ice, right? You get a venti, no ice, and you ask for a Trenta filled with ice and you pour it in there. Now you got yourself a Trenta. I'm like, it's 30 cents, bro.
30 cents.
30 cents.
You want to save 30 fucking cents that bad? Yeah. You know what's funny about my dad, bro? My dad loves saving money so much. It's hilarious. My dad has a substantial amount of money and he loves he will literally go, actually he doesn't do it anymore, but when I was a kid, he would literally go to a bar with the little airplane bottles of liquor and fill it up. After he would order one drink, extra ice, finish it, and then he would take the, because it would be extra ice so it wouldn't be melted, then he would take the airplane bottle of scotch when no one's looking and fill it back up. Bro, it's $10.
Yeah. Yeah, or the people that will be like, hey man, you're like, you gotta get gas, and they're like, hey, do you mind driving an extra like 2 miles? There's like one that's like 13 cents cheaper, a couple miles. I'm like, listen, when you die, are you gonna be on your deathbed big, I wish I saved that 78 cents? Beep. Dude, I get that it adds up over time, but it's like, time is money.
I don't have time to worry about things adding up. Is that why I'm going to be destitute when I'm 81? Yes, 100%. Right. But right now, I don't want to drive extra 6 miles to save 7 cents. I don't give a fuck. First of all, can we pause real quick? Fucking gas, bro. I don't know where y'all live. Gas in LA. I saw $5.79.
Really?
Go fuck yourself square in your face with your own mom's fist. What? You're fucking...
Bro, that gas better give me a goddamn audition or some shit. Like, $5.79?
$5.79 is more than Patreon. Speaking of Patreon.
Wow. 1 gallon of gas for 4 episodes of this. You tell me who's a real winner here.
Dude, I saw
$5.79, damn.
It was right by the... it was right by the airport. So, I mean, they're just scamming people. But, like, $5.79. I was cursing in my car alone towards the Shell gas station sign.
It might as well be $50 at that point. Anything over four, I'm like, oof.
$5.79. What was the lowest gas you remember?
Well, I was just even in Virginia over the weekend, and they had, it was like $2.07, $2.08.
Yeah.
That's so cheap.
That's not the lowest you remember, though.
Oh, no. Lowest members is definitely in the ones, like 170, one something.
I remember 98 cents.
Where?
I mean,
where
I was in Maryland. I think I was in like Southern Maryland, or whatever. But
yeah,
I remember,
they're just paying people for gas. So they're like, please fucking leave here. Get out.
Yeah, but I remember, dude, 98 cents. 98 cents. You're a millionaire.
Oh, I'm filling up anybody's gas.
I'm helping everyone.
Bro, that's like, that reminds me, in college, there used to be this bar called, they had $2 Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Drinks were $2. Bro, I walked up in there with a $20 bill.
Dog.
I'm P. Diddy, bro. What's up, girl? I've never met you. You want a drink? I got you. Oh, your friend want a drink? I got you.
Your dog want a drink? Here you go.
Dude, it was the great, because you're 21. You're drinking on a Tuesday, a school night. You are like, I am Dan Bilzerian.
Yep.
I'm literally on top of the fucking world. You go in there with $20 and you black out 8 people and you're just like, you wake up the next morning and be like, yeah, I'm rich.
Yeah, you wake up next to all the 8 people. You go, all right, raise your hand if I fucked you. Someone raise their hand. No one raised their hand. What? God damn it.
Well, yeah, you pass out immediately. You threw up on yourself, slipped in your own throw up, and then made a pillow out of your own throw up. You're like, all right, well, take care of myself.
The girl's cocker spaniel raises his paw. Son of a bitch!
Hey, all right. You still want to go to $2 Tuesdays next week? But yeah.
I mean, I remember in college, I would literally walk out the door with $25 was my number. 20 or 25, I can't really remember, but I would just cash and my ID. Because I knew if I'm bringing my credit card out, shit's getting crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you're at the bar ordering a drink for a girl and they're like, do you want to keep the tab open? You're not going to make, no. You're like, yeah, leave it open.
Dude, how rich do you need to present yourself? Or how rich do you feel like you need to present yourself on a date? Buddy, I'm putting my card down like I'm good. Like order whatever you want.
Bro,
bitch.
I'm gluing pennies to the back of my debit card so it makes a little tink noise when I place it on the table.
I tell you what, though, there are too many cards now that have the tink tink.
Yeah.
Way too
American Express got a bunch of them. I remember the first time the first person I ever held was Schultz. Andrew Schultz had one. He had one of those fucking, he's like, yo, fill up your gas tank. And I was like, what? Bro, that thing got girth on it.
You think he give a fuck about $5.79?
No,
he does not.
But dude, the first time, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm on a date, I'm throwing it out of my, like, on accident. I'm making it land either on probably the soup bowl because it got good acoustics, or like the glass, and it's hitting. It's like ting. Like, oh fuck, my bad. Yeah, he's like, yeah, decline.
Yo, I.
All right.
I throw it at her like Gambit, just right at her fucking face.
Just sticks in her forehead. You're like, you want to take that out? Dude, if you have a metal card, you're doing all right in life. But
but that's the thing, dude. There's too many tink tinks right now, dude. My brother has a tink tink, and it's a Discover tink tink. So I mean, come on, bro. My brother does not. My brother has a decent amount of money, but like not tink tink money.
Yeah.
But he's throwing out the Discover card tink tink. Like, so it doesn't have the same meaning.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Apple ones? Have you held one of those?
No.
They're weird. They don't have any numbers on it. It's just a chip.
What?
It's weird. I don't get it.
Is there a magnetic thing to it?
Dude. It was weird. It was just like this like plain card. It just says the dude's name, and then it had the chip on the front. And then I think on the back in like really small letters is like where your actual number is, or you like look on the app or some shit. It's kind of stupid.
Dude, everything, every single thing Apple makes, they package it and market it so well that I need to buy it. Dude, if they packaged up a Triscuit and said, this is an Apple Triscuit, I'd be like, I guess I'm getting the Apple Triscuit. You ever like open... Like, just every time you open an Apple, like, product.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You always expect to be, like, way more, like, you expect somebody to be behind you being like, oh.
That's what it sounds like in my
head.
Right,
yeah, yeah. So, but then you open it and you're like, all right, another phone that does the exact same thing.
Are you going to get the new one?
Dude, I just got the X, like, kind of recently, bro. I literally don't know why. The three cameras, it just looks terrible.
It does look terrible.
Make it one big camera.
The thing is every single Apple product you get, right, you get it and you go, this is so dope. And then 4 days later, you go, oh, this is just my
back
phone.
To normal. Yeah, exactly. I mean, have you taken pictures with the wide angle yet?
I have. Yeah, my buddy Weingarten has one.
Dude, it looks so weird.
Yeah.
Everybody looks lengthy as fuck. Pippi Longstocking bitches just looking.
Everything looks long.
Dicks.
Dick pics, bro.
But it's weird because
wide angle dick.
But then your feet in the foreground also look long as fuck. You might got a dick looking like 12 inches, but your feet in the back look like goddamn Shaquille O'Neal's pinky toe. Just,
so everything looks
Big. Looks weird.
So then your dick's not gonna look big.
You'd have to take it with nothing else in the frame.
How do you do that?
Here's the thing. Tried it once. Okay, you put it on a kitchen counter.
You put it on a kitchen counter.
Kitchen counter.
Walk me through this. I'm not understanding.
Kitchen. You put the dick on the kitchen counter.
Oh, you put your dick on the... Dude, I don't know. I'm thinking you put the phone on the counter.
No.
Okay.
You put the dick on the kitchen counter. Voila. Like a zucchini. You're about to chop up.
Does your dick sound like that when you put it on the fucking kitchen counter?
That's pretty confident, man.
Sex on the kitchen. Over by the stove.
Yes. And then after that, you have nothing. You can't have anything else in the picture. That, or if you know a homie that's got like a green screen, or you just have him... put another dude's dick on for you.
Yo, if you green screened.
Yo.
You sent him a dick pic, your dick's in space.
Right? Be like, oh, my bad. Just got back from NASA. Did I miss anything? She's like, no, you work in town. You're a Postmates driver. What?
Yeah, but I'm in space, though. You don't know. Dude, that's so funny. You green screen your dick, you put it in the desert, like anywhere. Oh, it's so funny to me.
Where would you put it? Desert?
I would put it...
In a desert is an odd sight.
Dick in the desert.
Because then it looks like it got blown off like a spaceship and that's where it landed.
Right. Dick in the desert sounds like a shitty Goosebumps book.
Dick in the desert.
You ever read Goosebumps?
I did as a kid.
I loved it.
Psych,
never read one. I stole all of them. I have 78 of them, I shit you not, in my house in D.C. I stole every single one of them.
Did you
never
ever
read one word.
Steal from the book fair at school?
That's where I got them from.
Yeah?
Filled my
security was just non-existent there.
Well, who's going to steal books?
That is true.
I'll tell you what, some fucking lady, and I'm not going to say your name because I have respect for you, but you told on me, bitch.
Say your name.
You fucking told on me, dude. I was just trying to steal some books and get some knowledge, and you told the teacher, Mrs. Peters. Dude, how hilarious is it to catch a kid stealing books?
Right.
You're a loser, Michael.
Yeah, that's not good. What did you flip the books or did you read them or did you just
I'm a collector. I like collecting things.
Just adrenaline?
Adrenaline was cool, but I like the look of, like, if I have a lot of something, I like the look of, I step back and go, oh, I got a lot of a thing. Is that weird?
Depends what you're collecting. If it's like hot rod mobiles or Hot Wheels.
Hold on.
Hot rod mobiles. You're not going to try and say I'm dumb. Y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? Hot rod mobiles. Goddamn. You know, the NASCAR figurines. The NASCAR Barbies.
Hot rod mobiles.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the little Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah. What did you think I was talking
about? I didn't know what you were talking about at first. You said hot rod mobiles. And I thought you were going to say hot rods like the actual cars.
That too.
Yeah, that's
could be
cool.
On your Jay Leno shit.
I mean, I'm not like collecting my baby teeth. I'm not a fucking weirdo, but
Did I ever tell you that I used to steal people's hubcaps growing up? Anybody that had custom, like, on the not hubcaps. What is that called? That goes on the where you blow in the air.
Oh, the little nozzle thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever people would have like chrome ones, we would take them off their car and put them on our bikes because we would think those would be sick on our bike.
Did they look sick?
Oh yeah.
I used to,
and every other guy on my neighborhood who would do it. This was me and like two other guys. Like, that's fucking dope, dude. You got a pair of dice on your bike?
Oh, those Woo. Dice ones. But if you have dice ones, you're asking for someone to steal them.
Yeah, that's true. But we stole them in the first place. So it's like, we're just trading. We're just doing handoff of the baton. You know?
We used to steal hood ornaments all the time.
Yeah.
I had a set of 10 on a chain. Mercedes-Benz things.
You had 10 Mercedes-Benz and on a chain?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't wear them, but I was in my closet hanging up. I'm just now realizing.
Why would you not wear that, bro? That's such a flex.
Yeah, I like to collect shit. I used to yank them off. Just straight, like, walk by in a neighborhood, I'd see one out, and I'd just walk by all nonchalant and grab and go, and just, if you, with enough force, you can get it off.
How mad do you think the Mercedes designers were like a week later, like, hey, you know how you said you wanted it like in the air? The guy's like, fucking, yeah, how sick is it? Like, yeah, people just rip them off. What? What do you make those things out of? He's like, Pepsi cans? Is that wrong? Dude, I'd be so mad. That's all that matters on a nice car is the emblem, is that shit.
Was it Rolls Royce? Yeah, the Rolls Royce like goes in. Down. Yeah,
turtle bitch.
What is that thing? Is it a turtle? It's not a turtle.
I don't know what it is. It's too rich for me to know.
Yeah, Rolls Royce.
Bro.
God damn. How? You got an alliteration with two R's? Wealthy.
I drove a Rolls Royce once.
Shut up.
Swear it. When I was in Miami. Yeah.
For what? Were you Airbnb? Video. I mean, not Airbnb. Ubering? God damn it. What were you? Why?
Airbnb.
Let's try to get away from it.
You think? No. Bro, so I was making this video out there when I was in Miami, and I was doing like one of the Zoomies employee ones, the Bryson one, and I was like, how funny it would be if like he got like a dope ass car or something, and I just typed in like Miami exotic car rentals.
Yeah.
Right? And this dude had like a fuck ton of cars, and the bio just said text me, and I was like, that seems normal.
Text
right?
me.
Text the guy. I was like, yo, how much to rent a car? Like, I'm a influencer. Kill me, right? And then he's like, yo, I could get you, when do you need it? And he's like, I got you something. And he's like, meet me here. And then he rolls up in a Phantom. The bitch with...
Fuck.
That's a Rolls Royce, right? With the shit on the ceiling, the stars?
Yes.
But here's the thing, man. So I was hoping he just gave me the car for like 30 minutes and be like, yeah, just go fuck around and come back.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, I'll just sit in the back seat, do your little thing. So nervous. Because the first picture I see on his Instagram is him with a tiger. And I'm like,
what?
His personal page, right?
Okay.
He got tigers. I was like, all right, anybody who's comfortable around tigers is also comfortable killing people.
100%.
So I'm like, he's like, do your little comedy thing. And I'm like,
he starts the interaction with do your little comedy thing?
He goes, yeah, do your little thing. I'm going to be sitting in the back of the car, you know, do your thing. He's like, feel free to just drive it. I drove it literally, like, you ever seen somebody whose dad is taking them to drive for the first time in a parking lot before they even have a permit?
Right.
I was driving like that. But like the 10 and the 2 grip on the wheel.
Yeah.
I was like shaking. He's like, yeah, you can put some gas on it. I was like, put some what?
Did you step on it? Because I'm sure the engine's crazy.
A little bit, but bro, they are very big cars. They're very wide.
Right.
They're very big. And this is in the middle of Miami. Motherfuckers, people in Miami don't know what to cross the street. They just run. They're just like,
they're all Cuban. They're just dancing.
They're just
everywhere.
Like Cuban coffee, and they're just fucking, and they're just darting from the car. So I drove it around the block. And then I got a few of the shots, and the guy's like, that's all you needed? I was like, yeah. That's it.
How long did you have the car for? Like
maybe,
10 minutes?
Yeah, maybe 10 to 12 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro. I was
Did terrified. He charge you?
No, I just like give him a shout out or something.
That's
but,
so
dude,
fucking...
I was terrified.
Of course. Dude, you're driving a car that's $250,000, maybe more. The Phantom, yeah. I think maybe more.
The steering wheel felt like a fucking boat steering wheel. You ever seen a boat steering wheel? They're just massive. And it's like, you like barely touch it and the car's like, and just starts turning. Fuck. It was sick though.
I can't even imagine like, how did the seats feel? Just like, just made of breasts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like if tits had hands.
Right. Hold on. Let me picture that one real quick. If tits...
Cow udders compiled to five.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Very nice. That shit had like heated steering wheels.
Had to. It's $300,000. You better have yogurt for me whenever I want it. You ever seen a Star, is it Star Trek? Yeah, Star Trek, when they would like get food and they'd be like, quesadilla. And it would just, and it would just like materialize and you'd eat it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Because in the Phantom, it's definitely going to be in there.
Bro, some of those cars are like, yeah, we got a mini fridge in the back. And you're just like, what am I, keep two Yoplays back there?
But I mean, those cars are made to be driven around in.
That's true.
You don't drive them.
What's the nicest car you've ever driven?
You ever heard of a Nissan Maxima?
Nissan Altima?
Dude.
When did Nissan Altimas get hood? That's like a legit like hood car. Like people roll around in the Altimas like gangbanging.
But it's Maximas and Altimas.
Yeah. But it's, Nissan itself, like, that's not.
But you ever see a Nissan commercial and it stops and you go, oh, I wonder who they were targeting to.
But I don't know.
You've never seen a Nissan commercial?
They don't do Zoom Zoom. That's Mazda, right?
Mazda Zoom.
What's
Zoom?
Nissan do?
Nissan is just like, I'm not even shitting you. It's like, man, y'all motherfuckers ever want to get in a motherfucking ass car?
What?
Man, wait, ain't shit. I swear.
Who makes the Cube?
I'm sorry?
Who makes the Cube? Is that Nissan?
Nissan, yeah. I mean, not that.
Is that the one with the hamsters?
Yeah. No, that's a Scion.
Kia Soul.
Kia, yep.
Where the fuck does Kia get off? I feel like Kia just does cocaine. They're like hamsters. And they're like, yes!
Dude, that meeting is hilarious because what were the ideas pitched what before
didn't
the
make
hamster?
It? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Some guy's like, we take otters. Like, oh, Todd, otters? Get the fuck out of here. Wow. Oh, okay. Some guy's like,
well, hell, how about beavers? You're fucking fired, Tim.
Oh, Oregon State beavers. We get it. You have an alma fucking mater. Any else? Somebody's like, what about hamsters? Those are cute. Please say
hamsters.
Hamsters rolling on MDMA? Okay.
I like this.
We're on to something
hamsters
here.
Reminds me of my childhood because I used to have hamsters. This is good. This is good. Appeal to the kids, the right. Childhood. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Damn. They probably came up with that idea like at a rave. Like, you know when you're at a concert and you have to yell just to talk a normal voice?
I hate that.
Yeah. Hey, we should start a company. And
that's how the company starts?
Yeah. And we'll have a square cube car that looks like a Rubik's Cube on a hot rod. Hey-ho.
Oh.
Put some hamsters in it. The guy's like, I'm really high right now, but sure.
The hamster thing? Dude, yeah, that's fucking insane. Because you know how many yeses there had to be for that commercial to happen? Like, there had to be so many. They spent millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on the fucking commercial. How did they cast that?
How do you film that?
I don't know.
That's what I was
green screen like, in space. Dick.
Yeah, dick. Sure. How do they do like Ted? Like with the animal? You're just talking or nothing, right?
Yeah. You're just.
Do they have somebody like reading his lines? Or is it like a green screen like bear?
It's a green screen bear. Or they just have like a tennis ball.
Do you think that's.
Do you know how many movies are made when people are acting towards tennis balls?
So many.
Dude, I was reading an article about Marvel, the last Marvel. What's the green, the big purple dude? What's his name?
Hulk?
No, you. Hulk, the purple guy.
Green? Who else is green in Marvel?
I said purple, bro. What's
Thanos?
His name, Gabe? Thanos!
Thanos.
Did you not see the movie, Gabe?
I
Gabe,
didn't
you
either.
Seem such like a Marvel guy.
No.
You seem like you jerk off to Marvel. Like, you seem very into it.
Thanos. I bet Thanos beats that meat.
Oh, my God.
Bro, wait, hold on. Is he the dude that when he snaps, people disappear?
Yeah.
Bro. Imagine him trying to get a girl out of the apartment. He just, like, you know how mom's counting down from three?
Yo.
He just puts up the snap. She's like, I'm leaving. Okay, I'll go. He's like, bitch, I'll sweat. Huh? Dude. That's the greatest superpower ever. Everybody, when you ask them what they want superpower, they're like, I want to fly, I want to be invisible. Snapping somebody away?
Yeah, but the problem with the Thanos snap, if we want to get really technical, he snaps and half of the world disappears. So he can't really point to that anybody.
Okay, the world's a big place.
It is a big place. Dude, can you imagine if there was half the amount of people?
Now we got half the Hawaiian Islands. All right, we still go to the other three.
That's true. Dude, half the population. Gas would be really inexpensive. Huh?
He snaps half population?
Half population, done.
How do you pick, or is it just like random?
I think it's random. Not I think, it is random.
It's kind of scary.
That's what I'm saying. So he can't just walk into a bitch's house and be like, get out of here, and you know. Because I guess you could.
The odds aren't great, but dude, could.
I know, but that's so funny if the girl's not going to leave, and he goes, I'm going to snap. She goes, whatever, bitch, snap. And he snaps, and she doesn't disappear. Fuck.
That's like when you pull a gun out of somebody, and there's just no bullets, and you're like, all right.
Dude, that's got to be a scary moment where you pull out a gun and you're like, I'm going to fucking shoot you. And the guy goes, fine. Or, oh, God damn it.
Right. Or the dude yanks the gun out of the hand and you're like, well, that was all I had in mind.
Yeah, I didn't really have a backup plan.
Have a plan B.
No, there's no. Dude, if you have a gun and a plan B, what?
That's insane. There is no,
that's plan A through Z.
You know, the plan B is don't leave the house. That's plan A probably. If you have a gun, she's like, I'm not going to leave, right? That's hilarious.
Dude, I'm so happy that I do not have a gun. Like, it is... The amount of road rage that I get on a daily basis, if I had a gun in my glove compartment, I would be in jail tomorrow.
Bro, here's the thing. This is how wide I am. It's like one time, like, this dude, like, cut me off or I cut, whatever. There's road rage going on. This dude's looking at me, and I open my glove box, pretending like there's something in there.
No.
Just because I want to put fear in this guy's heart.
I love it.
But he sees me, a pale white kid, driving a Honda Civic, and he's like, oh, this motherfucker got a Glock. And then, the dude just takes off.
Hold on. Dude, you faked went to a glove compartment?
Yes.
I have never been sexually attracted to you till this moment.
But here's the thing. That was my plan A through Z. That was the only thing I had in mind. Meanwhile, I opened the glove compartment. Oh, it is just fucking scented little Christmas trees you buy at a gas station.
Of course.
Just cherry scent.
And they're old. Like, they're old. They don't even smell good anymore.
The guy did that, and then he just turned left. But like, how long can you dig through a glove compartment before you're like, well... Let me double check, see if it's in there.
Yeah.
It's not.
Sir, I was after a small gun. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Bro, but it's just like, I was like pretending like I was a fucking mob. Oh, you cut me off? Let me get my Glock. Oh, wait, it's just the instruction manual that lets me know I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with the car when the lights come on.
You take out an ice scraper.
Yeah. Yeah, but dude, it's like that.
But that type of mentality and that movement is dangerous as shit. Because you do that, and he goes, all right, and he goes to his glove compartment and gets an actionable gun. Yeah. Then what do? You shit yourself and hope that your Kia Sophia can get away.
Road rage has zero thought process in it. Because you're both just like, I'll fuck you up. Oh, not fuck you up. And then you both just at a stalemate, just like, and then somebody has to drive off.
Or both you guys get out of the car and someone's going to get just, dude. The amount of time, do you hear about that gang thing that they do that if you're at a red light and they won't, like it's a gang initiation. So they're at the red light, right? And you're behind them and the light goes green.
And you honk?
And if you honk,
yeah,
the gang member gets out and beats the fuck out of you. Like that's the initiation. Dude. Can you imagine being that? Because the truth is, dude, you're honking. If it's green and someone's in front of you, you're not going to just be like, oh, Tweedledum, Tweedledoo, just keep going. It's okay.
Finish your text.
Yeah.
No, you're going to honk. Bro, that's like the same thing when, have you heard about the one where they drive without the lights on, the first person to flash their brights at them, they go out and kill?
Can you, listen, everyone in the gang, can you not do this stuff? I mean, Jesus. We're just trying to help you out.
What's
turn
next?
Your lights
like,
on.
Yeah, they walk around with a shirt inside out. Somebody's like, hey, your tag's on. He's like, oh, yeah? Chick, chick. But it's like, dude, it's like that's literally a game of tag. They're like, oh, this motherfucker trying to help society, bro.
Dude, that's what it is. Remember in New York when they're like 2 years span when people were playing the knockout game?
How did that work again?
Dog, I was walking around New York scared as shit.
I'm going there. It's coming up soon. Gramercy Theater, 8th and 9th, November.
8th and 9th, go. I think one show's already sold out.
9th is sold out. There's still some tickets for the 8th.
Go. In New York's feared 2 years straight.
What was the knockout game? People just run up and knock you out.
Doug, that's it. There are no rules.
Why do they put the word game after? That's not a game.
I mean, it's a game to them. Not to...
The funniest one would be, you know that somebody swung and missed. Like they like went down to go tie the shoe at the right time, right. And they just hawked the air. And then you look up like, bro, wrong guy. He's like, oh, my bad.
But the best videos are when the knockout game happened.
Pornhub.
I love. What's your favorite? What's your site? What you go to?
Pornhub.
Really?
That's all like, faithful, baby.
No,
Pornhub's the ESPN of porn. No, don't at
I
me.
Went there. I went there last night.
What do
dude?
You watch? TNT?
Shut up! Let me finish, bro. So angry for no reason.
I hate a motherfucker that tries to be unique with their porn. They're like, oh, I only go to Angel Vids XX420. What?
You've been to that site?
Yes.
It's great.
I got kicked off because I showed my dick on a green screen.
What?
Callback.
Yo, guys.
What's your website?
My website. Okay. I wanted to say real quick, I went to Pornhub.
Home Depot.
Dude, that is fucking hilarious.
What do you got beef against Pornhub for?
I'm telling you, dude. I went there last night because someone told me the amateur porn was amazing, right? So I went there last night. The aesthetic is disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
It's not great.
It's
dark.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's nothing really symmetrical. There's shit. Remember when like MySpace, the last 1 month of MySpace when it was fucking chaos? That's what it looks like to me. It's just fucking chaos. It's disgusting. I don't know where to click. All right, you know
what?
Where
do you
I
want
go?
A Pinterest board? I'm there
yes,
to fucking
yes,
jerk off, bro.
Yes, what? Yes. And you know what the Pinterest board is for porn? XNXX.com. Shout out to your boy. It's
That's
amazing.
You? Wait, one more time.
XNXX.com.
What does it spell?
XNXX. I don't know.
XNXX.com?
Dude, it is.
Too many X's.
No, it's not. There's three X's and one N. What's the N? Nincompoop? What's the N stand for?
Bro, that is some hieroglyphic shit. But how is it? Is that? I feel like
it's beautiful.
I feel like because they're on the blow up, they're trying to get discovered. Pornhub is very mainstream. That's like the radio station of songs, you know.
Yes, but Pornhub is like an AM station. Pornhub is like the Verizon because they think like, oh, everyone comes to us, we don't have to try, motherfucker. People are coming for you, bro.
So what is your XNXX.com one? Is that like the Boost Mobile of porn?
It's like the T-Mobile.
Dude, okay.
But it is, you know how T-Mobile treats their customers right? The
do
aesthetics.
They?
Yes. They
Have you
do.
Seen the CEO of T-Mobile?
He's a nightmare.
He's a fucking nutcase, bro.
Dude, he looks like a walking horse.
That guy looks like he chopped his dick off in the kitchen and then just went about his day. I was like, yeah.
And wore around his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways.
What's so good about this website?
I want to show you so bad. Can I show you right now? We're not going to jerk off, dude.
Well, I'm hard.
Watch. This shit comes up lickety split, bro.
Jesus
Yo, hold
God.
On.
Let me
hold
see
on.
That aesthetic.
Hold on, real quick. I want to tell you what my first, what my search things are, right? First one, you ready?
Oh, God. What, this was your first search?
These are my recent searches.
Dude, the searches are always so like caveman. There's no, it's like boob, tit, female. It's so historic. Like, put an and in there.
Yeah, there's
comma
no,
sign.
There, dude, everything's spelled wrong. There's ampersands. Yeah, it's yeah. just like, yo, I'm so good at typing with my left hand. It's astronomical.
Yeah,
dog. Cause I'm like, just
yeah, dude. That's yeah.
All right. So
let me see the front page.
Just aesthetically, it's beautiful. It's very simple.
Bro, that looks like it was made on Microsoft Paint.
Get the fuck... Look, because it has the categories, but it's like that. You know what I mean?
Bro, look at the font on the left, though. That is so Microsoft Paint.
Dude, okay, let me tell you something.
Pornhub always looks like it's Halloween, and that excites me.
This is... Look at this fucking bullshit. There's shit... Look, there's ads and shit. Get these fucking ads out of here, dude.
Ads?
These are ads. This is actually...
Yeah, but the ads are still porn.
Oh, that was...
That's the best part about a Pornhub ad. No, it's still porn.
That was so much semen.
It's very in your face, bro. The second you open Pornhub, there's somebody virtually coming on you.
Oh my God. That was so much woman semen. Is woman semen urine? Do we know this? There's a myth out there that it's
urine. I'm just
that
not
going to
answer questions because somebody's going to be like, actually, you idiots should know. It's actually mucus from the nose. And you're like, why the fuck?
All right.
We got to wrap this up.
We've been all over the
From
goddamn
From floors
map.
To whores. This has been episode 41.
Oh, I wonder what the goddamn title of this episode is going to be. Florida whores. I love that.
Florida whores or floor and whores?
We could spell it.
We did talk about Miami.
Florida.
Florida
whores. Florida
you know
whores.
Blew my mind.
Give it to me.
Florida is literally just Florida. The motherfucker took a state and just put a goddamn pause in between.
I love that.
Bro, I'm going to be a rapper. Alabama.
I love
that's hard.
I'm sure there is. I'm gonna be a rapper too. Maryland.
marry Floor.
I will marry a Floor.
Mary had a little lamb. Bro, but Flo Rida was just like, yo, wish I named this bitch.
I love how he said, I love how he told him in third person and said, this bitch.
Yeah. And then somebody with a stutter was, what about Flo Rida?
And he was like, shut the fuck up. Also, yes.
And then Mr. 305. Okay, what are we doing advice right now?
Yes, we're doing one. We're gotta
do one advice. We gotta do one advice, and then we'll just double up on Secret Socks on the Patreon episode. How about that?
This is from Jacob. Goddamn, what is this? Y'all have some weird Jacob A.
Oh, that's a weird name, but XNXXX420 is normal.
Yes. All right. Is there a manly way to get your ass eaten out?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
There is.
There is a very manly way. You watch ESPN.
Yep.
And you wear a fucking football helmet.
While chugging barbecue sauce.
Exactly.
Is there a manly way? Yeah, well.
Well, here's the problem.
Not the moaning.
Huh?
Not moaning. You can't moan.
Oh, you cannot moan.
You can't make. You have to be straight face. You got to be Blue Man Group straight facing it.
Yeah, you can't. You can't say anything. You got to be Charlie Chaplin silent.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. This is the main problem. Is the position that you have to put your legs in. You look like a baby frog to get your asshole eaten out properly. So it's a very feminine position to be in.
You
know what I mean? Because you got to put your legs up like this, right? I'm sorry for people that are listening. You got to put your legs up like this. Mm-hmm. This is a very feminine position to be sitting like this as if your legs got undone on a roller coaster.
You got to be doing a cannonball midair, doing the high dive to get your ass eaten out. Well, people are like, is he goodness? Yeah, but he's also doing a 360 backflip.
Yeah, this is very gymnastics.
Yeah.
This is very, like off the pommel horse. Yeah.
That bobsledding? Get your ass eaten while you're bobsledding?
If you get your asshole eaten out while you're bobsledding and you last more than 30 seconds, you're a fucking king.
Bro, if you don't total the bobsled immediately, king.
I'll tell you what. You ever have a girl eat, have you ever got your asshole eaten
out? Nope.
Okay. I'm sorry that I have such a loser on this podcast.
Dude, my b-hole is off limits, baby.
It's not. Once you find a girl that knows what she's doing, that treats your asshole like a fucking vanilla ice cream cone, you're going to come harder than you've ever come in your entire life, bro. You get your asshole eaten
out. I'm saving that for the deathbed.
As you come, you ever had, you know the feeling you get that you when you think about Christmas? That's the feeling you get when you come. God damn.
Maybe a 3,000 Patreons. How about that? Come eat my ass. Please don't.
Okay. That's a good. So what do we have now? 1,000 Patreons. We don't come. We don't jerk off for a month. For a month.
Yep.
2,000, I get tits.
Yeah.
And 3,000, you get your asshole eaten out.
We'd be some bad bitches after 3,000.
Let me tell you something.
Holler at us.
Those last two are not valid. All right, so let's go to Little Secret Socks and let's get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
All right, this is from Can't Say. This dude goes, I like the smell of my socks. Okay, what that's is that nuts. Like after the laundry? I'm assuming not. I'm assuming that's like after he plays badminton for an hour and a half.
I'm assuming it's a dude.
Yes, it's a dude.
Guys have something where we like weird smells. Like you ever smell your armpit, but like, oh, it's terrible, and you smell it again.
I'm not that type of dude.
Like, the fuck? Like,
I'm not
you double type, down.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not that type of dude. I don't like that. Well, I mean, sometimes I like to smell my own farts because it's so vile. You're like, I guess it's good. You know, girls actually like the smell of BO.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, there's like pheromones in it.
Yeah.
Which is weird as shit. Like
that's why I do CrossFit at midnight and then just go to a bar right after.
Hell yeah, dude. Is that why those dudes do that?
I don't know, but I have heard that whole like the body odor thing. It's like a manly thing.
You ever smell a dude that has pheromones on? And you want to be like, can you not do that to me?
What, because it smells like shit?
It doesn't smell like shit.
If what's you, pheromones? If
you, like pheromones is like an essence that like you're like attracted to. God damn it, Gabe. What is it? Pheromones.
They have it on? That you sounds like I a mean, fucking designer
you,
bag. Ferragamos.
You always have natural pheromones like on you, but you put more on. It's like an aphrodisiac. It's like a natural aphrodisiac.
You're just throwing out words you saw in an SAT one day.
Bro.
Aphrodisiac? Spell that.
All right. Here we go. A.
D-G-A-C. No, I don't think. I mean, it's like how some people like to smell of gas.
I love a small gas. You don't like small gas?
I do. Especially when it's $5.29.
Fuck.
I'll be huffing that shit like it's cocaine. If it's Let me get a whiff of that, boy.
Jesus.
I'll be like, yo, don't put the gasoline pump back yet. Isn't it crazy? Anybody has access to gasoline?
Yes.
You can just put a credit card in and just spray the street.
How do
everybody's trusted?
Dude, how do more people not blow up gas stations? It's a thing that never happens. But like, there's gas everywhere.
You have access to gasoline. You can walk inside,
yep.
Buy a lighter, buy some Skittles.
And guess what?
And some goddamn gasoline. And you could just...
Kaboom. Kaboom. It never fucking happens.
I am shocked that people just leave us with gasoline.
How much does it cost? Do you know this? How much does it cost if you leave the gas pump, the little pump thing in and you drive off with it? Like they charge you an astronomical amount of money.
Have you
ever done that?
No. Have you?
No, I've never done it. I know a girl that has done it twice.
No, bro.
You fucking moron.
Bro.
Pay attention. Have you seen
the video of the girl trying to put gas in Tesla?
Oh.
She's like looking at each side.
My
I've never Lord. Also never felt broke in my life. Like you just don't. Like that is such a rich problem to have.
That you don't know where the gas. Well, is it?
I've had a rental car, and I'm like, what sign is the gas tank on? And
you know the trick?
On the gas, it has
the little an arrow. Bro.
Didn't know that, bro.
I didn't know that till like 2 years ago.
It's a fucking secret menu when I discovered that out.
Oof.
Damn.
Well,
good episode,
guys. Very informational again. All right.
Great stuff.
Listen, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Rate us on iTunes and subscribe and review. It really, really helps us out. So please do that. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you guys. Peace.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.